यार मुझे सर्दी बड़ी लग रही है यार, मैं क्या करूं।
कराची, कराची में सर्दी लग रही है,
कराची में सर्दी लग रही है, मैंने जैकेट भी नहीं पहना।
I'm in a blanket, I'm holding my phone, it's freaking cold.
क्यों एसी लगाया हुआ है तुम लोगों ने कि वैसे ही कराची में सर्दी है?
वैसे घरों में बहुत होती है यहाँ पे सर्दी, घरों के अंदर सर्दी होती है ना यहाँ पे, और ऊपर से मैं नहा के बैठा हूँ, मैंने बोला पॉडकास्ट में आऊंगा तो नहा के जाऊंगा, मैं नहा के
नहा के वजू करके दो दा के मुंह साफ करके माउथ वॉश के साथ फिर मैं आऊंगा पॉडकास्ट पे।
मैं रेडी हो बैठा हूँ, मैंने बोला रेडी हो बैठा हूँ, नहा के जाऊंगा।
Okay, so Ludo, actually, it is an Indian game. It first started off like in ancient India. The earliest version of it is called Pachisi, which is actually much harder than Ludo.
Chess may be considered the game of kings, but Pachisi is a game of emperors by Bruce Whitehill, referring to what we call Ludo in Pakistan.
And Ludo in its modern form, it was played more in the Mughal times by the Mughal emperors. And the British, actually, when they came here, they took it and they patented the word Ludo. And then it sort of spread to other countries. And actually, Ludo does exist in other countries, but it's like, it's a different concept.
Ludo is a big deal in Pakistan. I realized that early on, even while growing up in the US. You could say it's a board game of choice, except for wise guys who prefer chess, or wannabe wise guys like me. In this episode, I spoke to four people in two separate conversations, so I'll be cycling back and forth between them. The first two people that I spoke to are both new, Hafsa from Karachi and Hamza from Toronto, Canada. The second set of people that I spoke to are Brohi from Canada and Maha from Canada. So we have a huge Canadian representation today. Brohi is new, and Maha's actually been on the podcast before. Both Brohi and Maha used to play Ludo together a lot last year with each other. And coincidentally, both of them are in Karachi right now, even though they both live in Canada. That was them in the beginning talking about feeling cold in Karachi, by the way. Brohi and Maha will come in later. First, I'll talk to Hafsa and Hamza. I asked both Hafsa and Hamza why Ludo is so appealing to Pakistanis, and this was their answer.
If you look at it, there aren't very many games that we would say are like desi, inherently desi, but Ludo is one of them. And it's like the easiest one to play. I mean, the other game I can really think of is Carrom, but Carrom requires like a lot of stuff. Like you need that gigantic Carrom board.
Mm-hmm. I think it's not so much about the game. I think it's the social aspect that drives people to play the game. So, for example, if you're playing with friends, even the simplest game can get fun. And I think that's the main appeal of Ludo. It's easy to play, easy rules. The board is, you know, super small and portable. Every household has one, like you said.
Yeah.
So I think that the game, you know, as fun as you might find it or as much as you might hate it, its main appeal is if you're with your friends and you're looking for something to do while you talk, that's pretty much what Ludo is.
It was my understanding that Ludo is only well known within Pakistan and not so much outside of the country. I've never really heard of people talk about it much, to be honest, especially having grown up in the US. But throughout my research, what I've discovered is the game is actually quite popular under different names and with different variations. For example, some of the variants in the US for Ludo are aggravation, India, sorry, trouble. If you live in the US, you might have seen some of these games, these board games, at your local toy store, Target, or Walmart. In the UK, the game has variants by the name of Pigaback, Homeward Bound, Pachisi, and of course, Ludo, the place where it was actually copyrighted under that brand name. That's right, it is actually a brand name. In France, Germany, the Middle East, Ludo exists under different variations and different names as well. The basic idea is moving pieces across a board using some kind of counter, like a dice. It's less complicated than chess, and because of this basic nature of the game, nobody really knows when it was invented and where it comes from.
And it's funny because it's funny that every single culture has that aspect of it, right? That it's a game that makes you really angry. So in other cultures, for example, like in Germany, Turkey or something, it actually translates to the name of the game. It translates to don't get angry, like some version of like don't get upset or don't get angry. So everyone has that down.
What is known is this. The game originated in India somewhere, and it was not originally called Ludo, as I mentioned earlier. Ludo is a brand name, in this case, an English brand name, and it's just one of many different brands given to this game over time. The original game is known as Pachisi, and its exact date of origin is unknown. Estimates go back to the 4th century to the 7th century, and even back then, many variants of this game already existed. The basic concept being moving pieces across a board using some kind of counter. What we do know exactly about Ludo, and the reason why it's potentially called the Game of Emperors, is that the Mughal Emperor Akbar in India from the 16th century used to play this game famously. Of course, back then it was called Pachisi or Chopar, and it was slightly different from modern Ludo. From there, it became a royal game played by royals and commoners alike. A little fun fact, however, the game that Akbar used to play was a variant of Pachisi. In this case, he played in a life-size outdoor court, and each of the pieces, or gotis as they're called in Urdu, was a slave girl from Akbar's harem, who was instructed to move as needed by the royal players. This kind of makes me think of the way chess was played in Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone at the end, with real people and real stakes.
This also happens, like, if they realize you're cheating, they'll just flip the board and walk away.
Competitive people get crazy about, like, board games. Just give me a boo. They used to play Ludo kind of often, but nowadays they play Scrabble a lot against each other. And if they feel like the other person's being unfair to them, they will, like, legitimately get mad. It's pretty funny to watch. Like, and I guess it's just a competitive spirit kind of takes over when people play certain board games. Mm-hmm. Some people, you know, they're indifferent about it. They don't really care if they win or lose. They can, some people, even something as simple as Ludo, which doesn't really matter, I think people just get super serious about it.
Yeah. Do you think that's a test, though? Like, that's a maybe an exercise in patience that should be helping us, but it's not? Because again, I would understand 14, 15 year olds, they have tantrums, but like, I've legit seen guys in their 20s, girls in their 20s, like, getting mad over Ludo.
Character building exercise.
But I mean, I think that's the fun of the game. I mean, the reason we're having this conversation is because Ludo makes people that, like,
passionate. Yeah.
Exactly. You have all those emotions. Otherwise, it would just be another one of those games. I mean, have you ever seen anyone get mad over Snakes and Ladders?
Actually, yeah, I have. But yeah, that's, to me, that's a more fun game. I find that more fun, surprisingly, than Ludo. I always turn the board over, or try to.
I hate Snakes and Ladders. Ludo, at least, you know, you have your four different pieces. Every turn, you can play something else.
Yeah, you can do
Snakes
something.
Snakes and Ladders, completely luck-based. I think it's 100% luck-based. As much as we can involve. You can only move one piece with everything.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Yeah, the big snake that brings you down like 10 floors.
<To one>?
Yeah. In 2017, a fully mobile game for Ludo was created called Ludo Star, available on iPhones and Android. As far as I remember, this game took our Pakistani Discord server by storm. The entire summer of 2017, Ludo Star was all the kids were playing, all that the adults were playing, and most of what they were discussing on voice chats. I was really baffled. I installed the Ludo Star app and played, I think I played less than 15 games throughout my entire time with that app. Don't get me wrong, it was a very well-made app. You could play with your friends or random people, and of course you could chat with them, bringing in the social aspect. Rolling a dice, moving your pieces, all of it was quicker. Even an autoplay option, in case you had to do something else for a few minutes. It was a very well-made app. But again, I couldn't understand how people could play this for hours and hours.
That was the first game that, like, it made it really easy to play online with other people. Like, you have other games on the App Store, but they're, like, really complicated and stuff. This just took it down to its, like, most basic level, which is, like, playing with other people. And it was super easy. You could go online. Yeah, and it had many modes, which I think made it more fun.
My hypothesis was this, and excuse my bias here, But I really think this might have been the case for a lot of people. Here was my guess. Girls played this game for fun. Boys played this game for the girls. We get invites and we share them with each other and play. I'd like drop out after two games, but they kept playing. And a few times I noticed I would go do something for several hours, come back, and the same guys would keep playing. And there'd be like those one or two boys that I think were playing just to play with the girls.
I'll be honest, I've been one of those boys before.
Just you are?
Putting that, I have been one of those before.
What, playing Ludo for hours?
Nay, playing for hours with the girls.
I mean, not in Discord, but like real life, you know? Or if it was guys, I'd be like, yeah, peace out, guys. After
wow, what?
In other words, Poondi.
Yeah.
Yeah, honesty is the best policy. I figured, you know, I'd put it all out there.
Yeah. Ludo, already being a social game, once it came on the internet, it produced a lot of stories. In the rest of this episode, our guests and I will be sharing a lot of their personal stories. There's one tweet on here from some Pakistani girl, and she's saying, I was playing Ludo Star today. My opponent was some random Indian. He said, hey, sexy. I replied with, Kohli nahi hota tujhse chase, and he left.
That's good. That has happened a lot.
Really? To you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have some really like weird stories. Because I used to play Ludo Star online a lot with my friends. Like, just to, like, you could duo with people, right? So, like, me and my friend against two random strangers. Or, like, me alone against, like, three other people online. So, you could connect your Facebook to the app. And I didn't know, but it took your profile picture and your name, and it would display it.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I had that happen, too, by accident. It was not intentional.
Yeah. So, I joined a game. It was me and my friends and these two guys. First of all, I don't think they do it like Poondi ki wajah se. I think they do it to distract you. Like, really? If they're losing, they'll just start saying that stuff to you. They started swearing at me and making comments and stuff.
Really?
But I was like, I'm not going
to swearing. Kya matlab, were they insulting you or were they kind of?
Yeah, like MCBC. Right.
Oh my god, people take Ludo insane.
Yeah. And then, but I was like, I'm not going to quit and stuff. So I think we won.
MCBC. Sorry. Uh-huh. I love the way you abbreviated it.
I can't say the actual words. Can I?
Yes, go ahead.
So then after that, I took my picture off and I made it some generic girl cartoon thingy. You know, you could choose your thing.
Right.
And I took my name, like I changed my name. But still, like one time, I was playing and this guy, like, obviously he was trying to distract me, so he just starts going on like, Jaan, kaisi ho Jaan, mujhe tumse shaadi karni hai. And I was like, oh my god. So I just kept playing, I didn't really comment.
Mm-hmm.
Then when he started losing, he starts swearing at me, he's like, Kamini. Like, it went from it just escalated so quickly.
I'm surprised you played through the whole thing.
Yeah, you have, like, if you quit, you're just giving them what they want and they'll just do it to someone else too.
Fair enough. Makes sense.
At this point, I decided to ask the same question to Brohi and Maha about boys and girls in Ludo. Meri ek guess thi ke pichle saal ye ladke kyun itne zyada, you know, ladke aur ladkiyan obviously, why were they playing this game so much, Ludo Star? To meri guess ye thi ki ladkiyan khelti thi game for the enjoyment of it aur ladke khelte the for the ladkiyan. That's my guess. Would you agree with that? That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, the thing is, people played because their friends were playing. That's the only reason I played it. I have no idea who the first person was who started playing it. Lekin ekdam se jab aapke sare dost khelne lag jate na, to aapka bhi dil chahta hai ki obviously ki aap join karo unko. Aur ladkiyan to yaar, the chat function on the thing is so basic. Aap kya ladkiyon se baat karoge wahan pe? Oh, then,
you know, I've got so many guys here on me, I swear. I had my face attached to it or whatever, connected, and I had my picture.
That's
up
why.
And I
swear. Yeah. So you had your Facebook connected to it, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
obviously, my whole kit.
Like in Brohi ke liye ye case nahi tha, obviously. He played for the genuine.
Genuine love of Ludo. I didn't have a genuine love of Ludo until I played the game, though. I didn't know, but देखो जो लड़कियां जो होती भी है ना उसमें वो उस टाइप की होती हैं जो जिनकी फूलों की प्रोफाइल पिक्चर लगी होती है और वो जो थोड़ी अजीब लड़कियां नहीं होती
महा की किस्म की
चलो आ
Nato, well, I mean, if you didn't do it, obviously, for yourself, I know you used to play for several hours, especially you and Potato. Tum dono bahut hi khelte the, right? खेल के चला जाता था फिर मैं वापस आता था कई घंटे बाद तो मैं आई यूज्ड टू सी यू गाइस
नो द थिंग इज लाइक वी उस वक्त मैं भी बहुत फारिग था वो भी शायद बहुत फारिग थी मेरे पास कोई इतना वो नहीं था मेरी समर थी छुट्टियां चल रही थी तो I didn't have much to do. तो उस वजह से मैं भी खेलता था वो भी खेलता एंड वाज एक्चुअली जस्ट ए एक्सक्यूज टू टॉक हम लोग सिर्फ बातें ही करते थे उस वक्त उसमें ज्यादा दिन बैठ के
मैंने हम जो कोई और लफड़ा चल रहा है
नहीं
इस किस्म की बातें ब्रो ही विद द करप्टर वो है भी बहुत ही इनोसेंट सी है बेचारी
इतनी भी नहीं है इनोसेंट जितनी मतलब जाहिर है कोई भी इतना तो नहीं होता जितना दिखाता है ऑब्वियसली
वो भी है दैट्स ट्रू Khair, did you witness any of this yourself, Brohi? Like, you know, flirting, harassment, इस किस्म की चीजें, especially when you played with randoms.
यार देखो मेरे साथ तो किसी ने नहीं की मतलब यार इसका मतलब ना मैंने किसी का ना मेरे साथ किसी ने किया लेकिन मैं एक दफा मेरी अम्मी मुझे बता रही थी कि वो ज़ाहिर लड़की obviously. तो उनको चेंज करना पड़ा था अपना एवटार उनको लड़का बनाना पड़ा था क्योंकि वो कहती इतनी लोग लिखते थे उनको तो शायद चेंज एवटार टू मेल एवटार
यो आई हैड पीपल सेंड मी देयर नंबर्स ऑन देयर
उन्हें कॉल की
नहीं मैं तो पहले
करती ना क्या जा रहा
है यो लाइक पाकिस्तानी नंबर्स टू एंड आई वाज इन कनाडा सो
उनकी सेंस ऑफ प्राइवेसी भी नहीं होती यार वो तो मुफ्त में अपने नंबर्स देते थे कई बार आप YouTube की वीडियो पे कोई जाओ ना तो उसके अंदर भी उसके नीचे कमेंट सेक्शन पे भी किसी ने नंबर अपने डाले होते हैं कॉल मी हियर व्हाट यार मुफ्त के नंबर हैं इनके इट्स ऑलवेज यू कैन टेल इट्स यू नो प्लस 92 व्हाटएवर बड़े बड़े फारिग लड़के हैं बाहर फिक्र ना करो
उनको लगता भी कि हमें कोई कॉल करेगा क्योंकि तुमने अगर देखा है इंस्टाग्राम मॉडल्स की पिक्चर्स देखी ना कभी तो उसके नीचे कमेंट आते हैं कॉल मी
हां हां उधर भी राइट वो वाकई समझते हैं कि मुझे अभी मायरा खान मुझे कॉल करने वाली है ये नो मायरा खान ये मेरा नंबर
है लैक ऑफ सेल्फ अवेयरनेस पानी की है लैक ऑफ सेल्फ अवेयरनेस होती है लोगों में
अजीब मेंटालिटी है आई वंडर इफ दे गेट ट्रोल्ड बाय अदर गाइस मे बी दे शुड गेट ट्रोल्ड
करते होंगे मेरे काम में कोई पठान फोन कर देता होगा उनको और मैंने पता है एक दो दफा मैंने जो है ना लड़की बन के खेला हुआ है लूडो पे
अच्छा
लाइक आई चेंज माय एवटार टू फीमेल एवटार बिकॉज़ पीपल वुडंट किल माय गोटीज सही है वो छोड़ देते थे मेरी गोटियां
अच्छा इस हद तक ये होता है अच्छा वाओ
हां बकायदा मेरी गोटियां छोड़ देते थे मारते नहीं थे बोलते थे कि इट्स ओके यू कैन इनका
Wow.
I thought I was the odd one out for not killing people. But main isna discriminate nahi karta tha ladke ladki ladka ya ladki. I would just feel bad for killing somebody more than once. Unki goti ek baar maar di chalo theek hai. Dusri baar maro to acha nahi lagta.
Emotional ho jata
hai. Oh yaar log bahut jazbati ho jate hain is game ke mamle mein. I have seen husbands and wives fight each other.
Red mein wo yaad hai dechu.
Haan mujhe yaad hai yeah.
स्टैचू के साथ जब हम लोग खेलते थे ना जब भी उसकी गोटी मरती थी वो फिर टेबल पे मारता था तोड़ता था अपना टेबल बॉक्स
मैन वाकई अच्छा
उसकी तोड़-फोड़ की आवाजें आती थी उसकी माइक से हमें
डैम कोई गाली वगैरह नहीं निकालता
गाली नहीं निकालता था लेकिन शायद मेरे ख्याल में लड़कियां बैठी होती थी गाली तो नहीं देता था वो लेकिन
दैट्स डेंजरस यू हैव योर फोन इन योर हैंड लाइक क्या पता फोन फेंक दे
हां
आई गेट अननोयड लाइक I'm a person that's like, I'm pretty chill, but like, when I lose in Ludo, it annoys me. It's a piss off.
Wait, the game annoys you?
Yeah.
What part of it annoys you? Like, jab goti marti hai, or you're falling behind, or you're not getting sixes and stuff?
Yeah, when you're like at the end and someone kills you, that annoys me. Like, when people kill you.
Oh, like when you're very close to the end.
Yeah, it's happened to me so many times.
Mm-hmm. कोई और कोई अजीब से हादसे हुए लूडो खेलते वक्त
तुम जब कह रहे हो अजीब से हादसे हुए लूडो खेलते हो मुझे भूत भी याद आ रहा है.
भूत खुदी हिलनी शुरू होगी गोटी या इस किस्म के हाथ से.
I think once someone asked for my Facebook username on the app.
Right.
Yeah, it's just very stalkerish.
Nadia?
Nay. My full name was on there once. And I realized this is bad. Like.
अरे वो अच्छी लड़की मुझसे मांगती मैं तो दे
लड़की मांगती ना लड़कियां नहीं मांगती लड़के ही मांगते हैं यही तो मसला
है. ये तो है.
Play on the app or like hello weird too like ajeeb I don't know weird guys
hello dear wale ladke jo the
ha
mashallah kaam washing kar rahe hamara
pata nahi kyun brown ladke bade awkward ho jate hain internet pe aake you know
sare brown population bahut hai na population bahut hai to ajeeb se log jo hai wo zyada represented hote hain net pe unki population itni hai bachche kare ja rahe hain
yeah I feel like the very uneducated Bendu type of people that are doing shit like this on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Putting numbers up, you know, who aren't like, I don't know, as aware
yeah, of things. Yeah, because we, ye jo hello baby wala concept, jo hai, hello dear, show Bob, ye bade suppressed kisam ke ladke hain bechare. I really had to voice this out. I honestly find Ludo to be more of a luck-based game rather than skill. When I said this to Hafsa, this was her response.
What? I bet you played chess, you genius.
Yeah, my...
200 IQ.
Yeah.
Not to mention, actually, I find this, it's kind of odd, like in me personally, I actually find it stressful to kill somebody.
What?
I actually feel bad.
My God.
Yeah.
You're too merciful. I've never felt bad killing someone.
Well, if you kill them for you know, if you kill them once and then you get a chance to kill them again, that second time is really hard for me. Not for you guys?
Because you see the hopes, no. All their hopes and dreams shatter on their faces.
I get joy out of seeing that.
It's
oh,
funny. Dude, when that happens, if you kill someone twice, they just quit. They're like, I'm done with this game.
Exactly, yeah. And then they remember it.
Yeah, true.
I think the main reason I've never been a huge fan of Ludo is any board game, there's going to be an element of luck, right? Like any dice-based game, there's luck involved. But I think Ludo, it's a bit, the ratio is much higher than other games, in my opinion. There's too much luck involved.
Yeah, right. Yeah, of course there's skill. Yeah, there's definitely some tactics you can play. But yeah, that's what I think it is. It's just the luck to skill ratio is really skewed for Ludo.
Yeah,
but I mean, yeah. It's not exactly luck because, okay, to start off, when you need a six to basically get out of your home and get like multiple goatees on the board. But after that, it's how you play those numbers, how you, I don't know, which moves you make that matter more. For example, mm-hmm. someone can be getting like sixes in a row, but like they don't make use of it and then they're dead.
So then I asked the same skill versus luck question to Brohi and Maha. Brohi, you have a pretty good win rate. I've noticed, like, you beat people a lot. Pichle saal bhi, jab tum khelte the, tum bahut zyada jeete the.
Pehla mera bahut accha hota tha, lekin the recent account I made, usme kharab ho gaya, kyunki main apni ammi ke saath bahut khelta hoon, ammi mujhe maarti hain. So, basically, mera at least 75%, 80% hota tha pehle.
Wow. Mere khayal se, लूडो में स्किल्स इतने ज़्यादा इन्वॉल्व नहीं होते जितनी लक बेस्ड गेम है ये मेरे ख्याल से ज़्यादा लक बेस्ड है लेकिन फिर लोग इफ़ देर विनिंग मोर देन लाइक लेट्स से देयर्स फोर प्लेयर्स राइट ईच प्लेयर हैज़ अ 25% चांस टू विन इफ़ इट्स कम्प्लीटली लक बेस्ड लेकिन फिर कई लोग तुम्हारी तरह जो देयर विनिंग लाइक 80% और मोर तो ये कैसे होता है आई नो देयर्स सम टाइप ऑफ स्ट्रेटजी इन्वॉल्वड लेकिन ज्यादा यू नो मैंने कुछ ऐसे इंसिडेंट्स देखे हैं कि कुछ लोग अपनी गोटियाँ बाहर निकाल ही नहीं सकते लाइक छः उनको मिलता ही नहीं
रिसर्च
गेट डॉट नेट दिस इज लाइक एन एक्चुअल रिसर्च आर्टिकल
एक्चुअल मतलब किसी को पीएचडी मिली होगी इस पे
पीएचडी इन लूडो.
तो मैं समझाता हूँ कैसे होता है. सही ये फोर वाली गेम होती है और एक होती है वन वर्सेस वन. सही है. इन फोर वर्सेस मेरा विनेट इतना ज्यादा नहीं है फोर वर्सेस में, लेकिन इन वन वर्सेस वन आई हैव बीन बेसिकली 80-90% ऑफ द टाइम क्योंकि उसमें स्ट्रेटजी यूज होती है.
अच्छा वन वर्सेस वन फॉर श्योर.
वन वर्सेस वन में होती है क्योंकि फोर वर्सेस वन में देयर इज टू मच कैओस. सही है कि आप स्ट्रेटजी यूज नहीं कर सकते, कैओस बहुत होता है उसमें. वन वर्सेज वन में यह है कि स्ट्रैटेजी ऐसी होती है जैसे आपको पता होना चाहिए आपको कब कौन सी गोटी हिलानी है, कौन सी पीछे रखनी है आपको. सही है.
राइट.
जैसे बॉक्स के साथ अभी मैं खेल रहा था, उसने दो तीन जगह पर बड़ी गंदी मूव की थी, अगर वो नहीं करती वो जीत सकती थी. स्ट्रैटेजी वही होती है कि यू बेसिकली हैव टू नो व्हेन टू होल्ड बैक अ सर्टेन थिंग. जरूरी नहीं है आपकी गोटी किसी को मारनी तो उसी वक्त मारनी है आपको.
Do you still play it pretty regularly, Brohi?
नहीं नहीं यार, मुझे साल हो गए खेले हुए.
हाँ काफी देर हो गई. राइट.
काफी देर हो गई है खेले हुए. और तुम कहते ना मैं पॉट के साथ बहुत खेलता था.
हाँ राइट.
पॉट के साथ मैंने एक स्ट्रीक बनाई थी 25 एंड वो नहीं अंडरटेकर की रेसलमेनिया स्ट्रीक होती थी. हाँ पॉट के 25 विंस विदाउट एनी लॉस के साथ.
मुझे याद है. या यू ब्रैग्ड अबाउट दैट एक्चुअली. आई रिमेंबर यू मेंशन दैट. वो बेचारी भी खेली जाती थी. Like, I wouldn't play that long if I kept losing.
Yeah, वो भी फारिग थी, मैं भी फारिग था. मजा उसमें आता है कि आप VC पे बैठे हो और VC पे बैठने का खेलने का मजा आता है. वैसे मैं नहीं खेलता अगर like if it was without voice chat.
Yeah, that's true.
You're right. So you got other conversations going on?
हाँ साथ साथ बातें भी करते थे और साथ साथ वैसे खेलते थे हम लोग. पता नहीं क्या चीज है लेकिन मेरा जैसे मैं बताया था ना मैं 90% win rate 80% win. So the 20% that I lose and the 10% that I lose, that actually is from my mom. So meri ammi mujhe hamesha haraati hai. And she's like, wo nahi hoti jo unko pehle se pata hota hai ki kab hoti jayegi, like you get the numbers and she just points ke maar rakh do. Agli chal kya hai, agli kya rakhna hai. Un calculator jo hote hain pure.
That's a very good skill to have in chess.
Yeah, chess mein to bilkul sochna padta hai na. Mujhe aisi game chahiye isme sochna pade na pade. Isliye main Ludo khelta.
That's exactly the type of game it is. Yeah.
Sochna nahi padta itna.
I used to do better doing autoplay and just watching and throwing emojis in there rather than actually playing myself.
Yeah, emojis bhi itne ajeeb ajeeb se hote hain, matlab ki ande.
They have new emojis now. You can like throw tomatoes and jute and stuff. I don't know. There's like hearts and kiss faces.
Hearts and kiss faces to mujhe pata hai kyun dale honge.
Yeah.
Back to Hafsa and Hamza. We spoke about how to handle frustrations while playing Ludo. Yeah, the few times that I played, I found it hard to actually get angry or frustrated.
Because you don't take it seriously.
Yeah, I just felt like, I don't know, I felt like I didn't really care that much about, I wanted to use the emojis and the chat, like the, you know, the quick chats more.
You could, it was fun, you could spam that a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's what everyone would do, just like start spamming to, like if it's someone else's turn, you just start spamming the laughing emoji.
Every time I was like getting too into the game and was just getting frustrated by it, I just let autoplay take over and it moves for me and I just do my own thing.
Oh my.
Dude, autoplay worked better for me than, I think one time I left autoplay on for like, you know, a few minutes, I came back and I was winning. I was like, this thing plays better than me, to be honest. I just can't do it right. But I still troll people, so. But I didn't do Pundi, so.
It would be weird if you did it on LudoStar.
Yeah.
I think I had one legit one, like one guy just started spamming. He's like, please give me your number, please. He's like, please give me your number. I am not like those other boys. I'm like, what?
That takes like a true level of desperation to start looking for girls on LudoStar.
I think anywhere you find a lot of desis online, this has to happen.
I was discussing this a few days ago with a friend. Yeah, like for some reason, desi guys and the internet don't mix very well.
You know, it's just a brown epidemic right now, I think.
I don't think it's just online. I think even in real life, desi guys are just generally more out there and slightly awkward about this stuff compared to other races. Or that's been my observation.
I think it is, yeah.
And even more, in like your countries?
I don't know if it has to do with it, but wherever you kind of restrict women more, the boys tend to be crazier. Like, for example, the more girls cover up, the more they want to see their feet and hands and things like that, you know? Like, basic things over here, you can wear whatever you want. And, well, if you're, like, dressed extra provocatively, then obviously they'll look. But otherwise, like, they don't look at your feet or hands. I'm not sure, though. You need to dissect this issue some other time as well.
Yeah, this is a whole topic on its own.
Yeah, this is a bigger topic than Ludo.
And then one more round with Maha and Brohi.
हमने वो वीडियो देखी कराची वाइन की. The video was about the types of Ludo players.
Oh, no, I don't. I didn't see it, no.
Basically, मैंने भी notice किया, like when I play with friends, there's a couple of arch types जो होते हैं. Like there's one जो हमेशा एक, तुमने वो note किया कभी, जो वो एक उंगली रखेगा और अपनी घोटी हिला देगा कहीं और से कहीं और.
Like throw it far from the
like board. Secretly?
Like secretly वो अपनी घोटी हिला देता है. एक उंगली से.
Yeah,
of course. I think I've done that maybe once or twice.
I've done that.
That's the thing you only notice when you play in person. Like the things you only notice when you play in person. The सब कुछ लूडो स्टार्ट नहीं दे सकते आपको.
हाँ, ये तो है.
Buzz, which type of लूडो player are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I think I'm the cheating type too.
Are you the cheating type?
Yeah, totally. Me and my cousins do that. Like, my cousin's like my age, so we always play together because we both cheat and we both know how, like, things that others don't notice. And so it's always moving the goat. Like, you just move.
You just discreetly move it.
Yeah, to andar hona, wo hum bahar rakh dete hain. Yeah, like, we just move it to random places. Yeah.
After the major success of 2017, the Ludo Star app, probably like all good things, seemed to begin its slide downhill. Firstly, the app seemed to have disappeared off of the smartphone app stores multiple times. We're still not fully sure if it's there, to be honest. Both Brohi and Maha already had the app installed on their phones, so they didn't have to reinstall to play with each other.
Yeah,
just hope your phone doesn't get wiped. Yeah, this was bound to happen anyway, even if the app did not get deleted. Just like Pokemon Go, like something gets really hyped for 3 months and then everybody has a lot of fun with it. But then eventually, you know, people get tired. The other challenge for Ludo Star was a huge number of competitors showed up with very similar design and very similar features. If you search for Ludo in the Android App Store, you'll find results like Ludo King, Ludo Club, Ludo Classic, etc. And even if you search for Ludo Star, you'll find multiple apps from different companies with the same name. So that magic of finding friends to play with might be gone now, since you won't be able to find each other if you have different apps installed. All good things come to an end, but as much as I'm not a diehard Ludo fan, I'm sure I speak for most Pakistanis when I say I hope it makes a comeback online someday.